I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you want to start now?
Yeah, let's start now.
Right.
You're looking good, Andy, in your claret top.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really suits you, claret.
Yeah, do you reckon?
No, it doesn't really suit you.
Yeah, I might start dressing from head to toe claret then. Velvet.
I think it's because of your pale, ghostly complexion. I don't know what it is, but it looks quite good, so there's a compliment.
Your jowls are just resting on the collar of the T-shirt, aren't they?
The very rim of the collar has gone into one of your neck holes.
It's gone into one of the folds, yeah. Well, it'll not fall off them, will it?
So, do you want a name, Andrew, or a choice of names?
Please, yes.
Is it about time we drop this?
No, I think it'll never die.
What, Danae? All right, well, what about Poncho Morales?
See?
Because I know you like to be, you know...
I'm already halfway to sold on that one, yeah.
He's a Mexican, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's one of the Mexicans that shouts at passers-by.
Right.
You get quite a lot of them, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, yo,
gringo! Is that racist?
I don't know. Hey, English, You want corned beef pie? And boiled onions.
Oh.
It's a very powerful dish.
Powerful.
Very powerful. I think maybe Mexican would say parbol.
Parbol.
Maybe not. That's getting in towards Indian, isn't it? Well, you could be Poncho Morales shouting at the English.
So far, so good.
Or Jasper Catheter. He has a catheter and a bag fitted, but just for the kudos, you know.
Yeah.
Just
so
for the look.
It's exposed, it's external, is it?
Yeah.
It's not hidden away under
Yeah, and he uses the slurry to top up his stock pot. Jasper Catheter. It's actually, regardless of what of anything, Jasper Catheter is quite good in it as a thing to say. Actually, they're both quite nice to say.
Can I go for the first fella?
Poncho Morales.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, Poncho.
How about you? Do you want a choice of a couple of names?
I don't, but I'm going to take them.
You're getting them anyway.
Yep.
You can be, of course, Honky Tonk.
Of course
if you want. Or you could be Equator Tits.
Sorry, say that again.
Equator Tits.
Equator Tits.
As in the equator.
Right, tits
around the
size
centre
of the equator.
Well, here's the thing. He's a big lad, and his right tit sticks up when he's in the northern hemisphere.
Yeah.
And when he travels below the equator, his left tit sticks up.
All right.
Something to do with the Earth's magnetic pull.
Okay.
On his tits. And he lives on the boundary of the equator, so he can straddle it and go... Make them go up and down.
And being on the equator, I suppose they're quite hot tits.
There will be, yeah.
Yeah.
Something which I've got a lot of experience of.
So
that's your first choice.
All right.
Or you could be the domino loaf.
The domino loaf.
The domino loaf. He's half man, half sliced loaf. He's been working out in the gym and he's aiming to spread himself out over half a mile and break the world domino toppling record, but with slices of bread instead of dominoes.
Well, he's clearly a wanker. I mean, I'm tempted to have me tits on the diagonal.
Equator tits. It's the experience, isn't it?
So maybe I'll
Bucket
do that
list.
And see if it happens for me.
All right. Welcome to the show, Equator Tits.
Would you like a quiz, Andrew?
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got one as well.
Ooh. Is it price up one?
It's not, but it's solid. Solid as a rock.
Rock.
Hey, do you reckon Ashford and Simpson are still solid as a rock, Bob?
God, I fell into that, didn't I?
Because it was...
Sucked me in like a bastard.
I mean, it was 1984. We were probably working out at the gym quite a bit to be solid then. Maybe he's not so much now.
Not so much now, eh?
Not so much now,
What are they
Bob?
Called? Galton and Simpson?
Ashford and Simpson.
Listen up.
Do your quiz.
Well, all right, then. If we're just fannying about, I was thinking about pop, but ray gun pop, because I got my ray gun back.
You got it back?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I got my ray gun back, so I was thinking, see if they think this works, ray gun pop. Yeah.
The
love you leave We'll be here after you're gone.
Oh, oh.
We'll be here after you're gone. Still be here after you're gone. What do you think, Ray Gunpop?
I like it. It could be the next big thing. I could see next year's X Factor getting a boost from something like that. How do you change the settings on that to get different noises?
I'm not awesome? Telling you. It's it's a chip in it that's linked to a chip inside my hand.
Oh, so it's unique to you.
No one else can use it.
Give me a go.
Oh, you bastard, he's disarmed me. Can't do it, can you?
Nothing more fire.
Nothing happens.
Stupid gun.
The quiz is Lemsip, Boing, Crunch, Insole, Boing, Wallop, Parp, Nurofen, Parp, Peanuts! Give me just a little more time. Calpol, Oink, oh yeah, Parp. And Andrew, as is probably you've seen from what I've said there, we're looking at the pricing. I thought, well, I heard bad news about Boots the chemist this week.
I've heard note about Boots.
Yeah,
what's
Boots
going on?
Is having to shut shops is and
it?
All that stuff.
All tits up, is it?
So, and I like Boots.
I've got nothing against Boots.
Been around for a long time.
There was a controversy a while ago about Boots from the people who get deeply into the political machinations of companies and corporations. And
what have they done
wrong?
I can't remember. Well, leaving that to one side, let's back Boots for the time being, even though we might be getting into
I'll
a can of worms.
I'll back Boots.
All right. I've gone for the cheapest in Boots of these very common things that we've all bought from Boots,
right? Let's think.
I just want you to price them cheapest to most expensive or the reverse of that, right? So it's a pack of 12, 200 mg Nurofen, yeah? Standard pack of Nurofen.
Right, yep.
A box of 10 lemon Lemsips, yeah?
Okay.
Standard.
These aren't Boots own brand. These are the actual name brand.
These are name brands. I thought that would be fair.
Oh, Jesus, already I'm on the ropes.
Nurofen, Lemsip. One packet of Odor Eater Insoles. A 200 ml Calpol infant suspension bottle.
I have experience of Calpol.
Okay, well, that might give you a little advantage there, Andrew.
It might do. 200 ml, you see. I think
it's the smallest one they did.
Right, the Odor Eaters are the most expensive.
Okay.
Then, how many in the Nurofen? How many in the packet?
12.
Nurofen is second.
Okay.
How many in the Lemsip? Did you say 10?
10.
Is it standard Lemsip or is it anti-decongestant?
Honestly, it's just that I used the absolute bog standard packet.
Oh, God. Second dearest is the Nurofen. Then the Lemsip and the Calpol.
Okay.
Calpol's cheapest.
Okay. Well, Andrew, I don't think you could have been more wrong. I can't work out the maths of it, but the most expensive at £6.50 was the 200 ml Calpol infant suspension.
£6.50?
That's how much it is. Check out the website. Second was 10 lemon Lemsip at £4.99. Third was the Odor Eaters at £4.79, and the cheapest was the 12 200 ml Nurofen at £1.99. You're a disgrace, Andrew.
Nurofen £1.99.
Yeah. Look, you can check all these. I'm not trying to trick you.
Someone sent me a tweet yesterday with a screen grab from B&Q and said you were talking shit about the dustpan and brush prices.
What? There is one dustpan and brush available cheaper. But there's about 50 that are more expensive, and there's one that's cheaper. The one that was
cheaper
wasn't worth the fucking salt it was made out of.
Now you tell me.
So you have just played and failed at Lemsip, Boing, Crunch, Insole, Boing, Wallop, Ray, Nurofen, Pap, Peanuts, just give me just a little more time, Calpol, Oink, Pap. Unlucky, son. So Steve McLaren, Andrew.
Yes.
He's gone and got himself the booty.
He has a booty.
Annie.
Who could have seen that coming?
Well, you know, on this podcast, we pride ourselves in seeing this type of nonsense coming. So he got the sack, and let's face it, it's got all the hallmarks of a classic British manager destroying an exit.
Perfect, textbook.
So I managed to find out what happened on the day of the sacking anyway. Mm-hmm. Can't reveal my sources, and I never would. All right. So Steve was in his manager's office with Casper the Snake, who's his assistant manager at the moment, yeah?
Officially, yeah.
Yeah, he's topless, pacing around like...
Oh, Steve or the Snake?
Steve.
Steve is.
Yeah, the snake always wears his skin, you know, his fur. He's topless, pacing around like, you know, like a fancy American law professor.
Mm.
That's how he looked like, and he's nibbling on... a toffee and marshmallow fun and laughter bar.
Yeah.
Right, Steve says, Oh, dear Casper, what do you think Mr. Fernandez wants? I'm in a right toodle pipper ding dong. I feel like I could drop a Todd any minute, you know. Should we just go home and watch Escape to the Country? At that moment, Casper drops a lump as well, as if to confirm he's feeling a bit, you know, queasy as well, like... God, do you think he needs some carpet advice? Maybe he's thinking of changing to a patterned weave in his car office. Casper shakes his head. No, maybe he wants me to give him a box of fun and laughter bars for his family and friends. Casper just shakes his head. Oh, I know what he wants. He'll want to have a chat about next season's new kit. I sent him a design, you know, based on a cross-section of a Dayton walnut cake. Dark brown, light brown and beige. Yes, I bet that's what he wants to talk about. Casper shakes his head just as the phone rings. It's Mr. Fernandez's secretary, right? And he's ready for Steve. Well, on hearing this, Casper opens up a drawer in the desk, revealing a lovely light blue short sleeve comfort fit shirt and a blue and white hooped tie.
Yeah.
Nice for QPR, isn't it?
Oh, lovely.
Oh, Casper, you little fountain of yummy sweet bubbles. It's 100... It's 100% rayon with double stitched sleeves. These are as rare as left-footed pelicans. I can't fail with this resting gently on my tits. Casper smiles and they both walk through into Mr. Fernandez's office.
So what you got to say for yourself, McLaren? One win in 15 games. If this continues, we'll never finish in 15th place. And wipe that piece of large leaf coriander. And wipe that piece of large leaf coriander off the top of your head.
No, Tony, you silly Rodley Plonko. That's not large leaf coriander. That's my head island. My head island.
Enough. Enough already, you dumb fucker, Billy. Explain yourself.
Oh, all right, but would you like a fun and laughter bar, Mr. Fernandez? It's nutty shite in a chocolate cat suit.
No, I have some cherry tomatoes already.
I must say I'm very impressed with the durability of your carpet, Mr. Fernandez. Just look at the heavy traffic area by the door. It's still literally as good as new.
Yeah, well, maybe. In a certain light, the pile looks a bit flat and dreary.
Oh, that's a bumbleino. Should I do a quick replump with me wooden comb?
No, just leave it.
Are you sure, Mr. Fernandez?
Sure as hell I'm sure. Now quit stalling and explain why my team can't win a goddamn match. Are they shit or are you shit? Because I certainly smell shit round these parts.
Look, Tony, I know things have been, you know, a bit skew-whiff in recent weeks, but I've got a new motivational song that should turn things around. Just listen up. In this league, there are 24 teams, but the best one is the QPR. We're very proud to have the cleanest kits and a super gorgeous manager.
Our shirts are hoot, our shorts are breathable, and our socks feature a seamless toe. The changing rooms are fully carpeted, and the win bonuses are always nice and low. We are the QPR, we'd like to shake your hand. We are the QPR, 35th best team in the land. We always make it look like we are trying. 15th place is what we are supplying. Win, lose or draw, no matter where we are, we tidy up and thank the staff. There's more to life than 3 points on the board. We always give the away fans a good laugh. We are the QPR, have a fun and laughter bar. We are the QPR, we've all got company cars. And if you say that we're shite, then you're lying. If you're selling a dud, then we're buying. Oh yeah, a doop bap, whoop a doop bap, a doop bap, fun and laughter in the chocolate cuddle. Boop bap, doop a doop bap, a doop bap, fun and laughter in the chocolate cuddle. Doop bap, doop a doop bap, a doop bap, doop bap, doop a doop bap, a doop bap, fun and laughter in a chocolate suit. Go on, Casper, do your dance. We keep touch tight when we mark a man, but let them have the ball, cos that's polite. And if we score, we let them get one back, cos at QPR we're really very nice. So what do you think, Mr. Fernandez? Do you think that will do the trick-a-doo-doo?
Sounds like bullshit to me. Oh, but I suppose it might be worth a try.
Well, at this point, Casper crawls up the side of Tony's desk, yeah? His neck swells up.
Yeah.
Sazza, a watermelon, Andy, massive.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and he spews a torrent of half-digested fun and laughter bars right into Tony's face, uh-oh, yeah?
That's it, you saggy-assed helmet! You are fired, and take that long pig of yours with you!
Yes, Mr. Fernandez, of course, Mr. Fernandez.
Well, back in Steve's office, Steve and Casper laughing their heads off.
Huh? Right?
Yeah.
Eek, Casper, I was so worried. I thought he might not sack us and we'd be stuck here without an exit payout. I think it was you spewing on him that did the trick.
Casper smiles, yeah? And Steve dials a number on his phone.
Hi, is that Sam? Sam Allardyce? Oh, hello, Sam. Oh, I've got some great news. Yeah, just wait for it. Destroy an exit at QPR successfully completed. Yes, see you at British Managers Lunch Club next Thursday. At Rules, yes. Yes. Hey, how's Tony Poulos getting on at Middlesbrough? Nearly there, you say. Nearly there. Oh, that's excellent.
Then puts the phone down.
Come on, Casper. Let's go to Mrs. Fanny's cake box and get a shitload of iced yum-yums. You must be starving. That was quite a load you dumped on that plonker Fernandez.
Ba, ba, ba.
Hey.
So that's Steve's.
Another chapter complete. How many jobs has he been through now since we've been doing this podcast? Is it like four or something?
Four or five, maybe. But there you are. I don't know details of his payout.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing, doesn't he? He's no mug.
God, they all do, don't they?
Oh, don't they
all
just
do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Oh, Andrew, I was watching Ohms Under the Hammer this week. Do you watch it?
I do now and again, yes.
Yeah? Do you like Martin?
Yeah.
Who?
It is,
how does he speak?
Oh, I don't know. Is he a bit
but nice?
He's transforming himself into some kind of caveman figure with his spiky hair and his beard and that.
Yeah, he looks like he's been on the pop the night before, doesn't he?
Doesn't he just? And why not?
Buy this house at auction. No, he's not that, is he?
I don't know. You should have prepared it beforehand.
So, and would you believe it? Paul Scholes was on it.
Paul Scholes
yeah. was on Holmes and Miranda.
All right.
So, I tell you how it went. So this is Martin, or an approximation of him. So the lucky buyer was Paul Scholes. Did you view the property before you bid?
No, I just happened to be in the hotel looking for a tyre drop the night before. Rio's big bastard bashing a half for ladder aid.
And did you look at the legal pack?
No chance. I'm class of 92, mate. I know everything there is to know about everything. And then a little bit more on top of that, mate. Class of 92.
So what plans do you have for this place?
I'll just see how it goes, mate. Manage the project, pass on my knowledge, do it my way. Job's a good one, class of 92.
All right, so what's your budget?
Oh, no, it's unlimited. I'm class of 92, mate. If questions are asked, they'll be repelled. If money's needed, it'll be found. That's how it is, mate. Live with it.
So we returned a month later to see how Paul had got on with his project. Uh-oh, not much seems to have changed. I asked Paul why not.
Well, it turns out I bought it into an idea, not a reality. I was lied to by the owner.
Should have read the legal pack.
Yeah, fuck that, mate. Also, I was subjected to hectoring by my workers. I'm class of 92, mate. Hector me and I'll come back at you like brick on a stick.
So what are your plans?
Oh, I'm out of here. It's a shithole.
You should have read the legal pack.
Fuck off, mate.
Any other plans?
Yeah. I'm opening an hotel with Gary and Rio. It's called Class of 92, mate. 92 rooms, 92 quid a night, 92 baked beans per portion. That's as far as we've got, and I reckon that's enough.
Well, good luck with that.
Fuck off.
Did we mention at any point then that he bought his home in Oldham?
No.
See, that's an error, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's been a month now since he got sacked from Oldham. Yeah. I don't know if everyone would have realised the connections there. Paul Scholes might come back again. He might not.
He might not. Well,
let's see.
Other people can judge that for us, can't they? Have you been watching any telly, Andrew?
You know what? I haven't for the last week or so because I've been so tied up in coming to Wembley to watch Sunderland get beaten.
How did you enjoy penalties. That day? All
I
right.
enjoyed the day apart from the bit where we lost the match. I was down for the weekend. We had like Saturday night, Sunday night, and then we fannied about in London on the Monday. Had a lovely weekend, me and my lad, some mates and their lads. We had a great weekend, but the football, it's one of them things. It's not a proper cup at the end of the day, the Chequered Trade Trophy. It would have been lovely if we'd won, but
well,
we didn't.
Well, what makes a proper cup? 80,000 people who want to win.
I know, but Chequered Trade Trophy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was. I would have thought you might have enjoyed it because, like, I've been to Wembley 5 times and watched us lose every time
never
without
won.
Putting up a fight, even. But I mean, you got that lovely equaliser.
Yeah.
I mean, you had a bit of fun.
That's the thing. I said to my boy was gutted afterwards, and I says, just focus on how you felt when we scored them two goals.
I bet it was
the
McGeady amazing.
Free kick and that equaliser. We went fucking bananas when they went in. Just focus on that and remember that.
Yeah, if you can, son.
If you can. Well, one day those memories will fade.
Yeah, you'll never forget it. Is this first Wembley, yeah, for Sunderland?
Is one, yeah.
Sutcliffe on the BBC iPlayer.
Yes,
good,
I did see that, yes.
It's pretty good, though, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's from a woman's perspective.
Well,
it's a woman that's made the documentary. These things are normally about him and kind of how we operate and all that, but this is about... It's all about basically how men... in the 1970s were all total shits.
Yeah.
Not just the murderer, but the coppers and the establishment and all that kind of thing. It's very good.
And if you're a certain age, my age certainly, maybe yours, I'm not sure.
Did you get called in?
Well, no, but I like, it's quite a nice nostalgia show. Some lovely footage of the streets and the fashions from my time anyway, from the 70s. It's a bit before you, isn't it?
I remember it. I remember like kind of 79 onwards when it was, they had them posters up and everything. And
yeah.
Were you sidejacking that?
The 24 hours in police custody.
It's starting to wear me out. It's heavy going every week now.
That knife one is difficult watching it.
I mean, I'm not saying that there should be like crimes like pickpocket and maybe a bit of white collar fraud, but fuck me, it's
grim every dark, week now.
Yeah, but it is, as always, well put together, Andrew.
Yes.
Didn't particularly like this week's...
The knife thing.
Fella with his drug importation.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one yet. The last one I saw was the knife
see what you think. Have you watched Ricky Gervais's...
Whoa!
Have you watched Ricky Gervais's? You must have made a move towards me because my gun looks after me.
Might have done. Might have been a foot under the table. I still got Banana Rama living with us.
Oh, you
Banana Rama still living with us.
Oh, well, you can't. Like,
back
look
from
like
the caravan, but I am still there. I mean, I'm thinking about getting an extension built on for them, you know, on the side of me prefab.
Oh, permanent arrangement.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, and get all the bits from Wilco's probably and build it myself, like, in the nice weather. They're still all in my box room.
You would want to wait for the nice weather.
I don't
want to
doubt the nasty weather.
Aye.
They're still all in my box room, but the same app, you know, for come and go as the place. There's no restrictions on them or anything like that, so don't think that. And they like me yard. They really like me yard, especially the wall. They're always near the wall doing some whispering and that. I don't know what they're whispering about. But
probably whispering about which one's going to have a date with
you. The same app. You like, I might, you know what, I might get a hatchery for them in the box room.
Is that how it works?
Hatchery, I might do, because six chicks could be a right mood lifter, couldn't it? In the spring period.
Could you crossbreed them with Susanna Hoffley?
I don't know, because Susanna Hoffley's known Banana Rama.
No, I'm saying, but if she agreed to come through WhatsApp or something.
Communication's broken down now with Susanna Hoffley. I'm mainly concentrating on Liverpool Banana Rama at the minute. I'm thinking, like, I'll let them name a chick each when the chicks come out, so, and I'll name the other ones.
It's
my hatchery at the end of the day.
Yeah.
They cannot name all the chicks, you know. I mean, they're low maintenance.
All right.
Low maintenance, like, the last 4 o'clock. For the room, I've said I'm not sure. I'm going to think about it.
Better be careful, or they'll be asking for teas made or something like that. You'll be careful, yeah.
Right, I'm going to go in and get me lump checked now. So,
all right, see you later. You should get that lump checked out. Okay, so Andrew, it's time to have a little trip to have a look at the gangs of the EPL. So, England squad were all in Montenegro.
Oh, yeah.
Is Montenegro in the Caribbean?
You think it would be, but no, it's not.
It's not, is it?
I think it's just left of Libya.
Yugoslavia or something.
Something like that.
For the Euro qualifier. Now, Gareth, did you read about this, that he's appointed six players to be like the senior gang, the senior players?
Oh, he's
six
put together
them.
An England gang, no.
Well, isn't that interesting? He's literally has, not... I'm sure he doesn't mean to, but he's put together this six senior players that the others can like look up to, get advice from and that.
Okay, that's helpful.
By chance, look, I mean, isn't it incredible when you think about it? This is what it is. It's Harry Kane, Eric Dyer, Dele Alli, Kyle Walker, and the additions of Raheem Sterling, who Kate got joined this week, that's why it was news, and Jordan Henderson.
Okay.
So it's all my bright lads, isn't
it? Really a lovely coincidence.
So they're spending the night before the match in the Hotel Moscow Spa Resort. I had a look at it on the Googles.
Aye.
Nice place.
Good.
Got all the facilities.
Been a trip advisor. Send the reviews.
But it's an all-inclusive resort place, you know what I mean?
Oh, we love them.
I expect to book the whole lot of it. And the senior six are like at the top table, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Looking at the menu and that. Harry says, right, guys, let's do it. We are the senior six. Your problems we will fix. All, can you help me out here, Andrew? We are the senior six. Your problems we will fix. Well, I'm very pleased to see that you have all dressed very smartly for this evening's meal. That is, apart from you, Jordan, you look right scruffs, McCharity. What's that on your bomber jacket? Is it hummus? You should take your jacket off. Ah! What? Ah! Can't do boss like zips. Zips up the junction like you're in a hosepipe band, like. Can't shift it now. Didn't take vouchers, like. Debbie. Looks a bit like chewed up cheesecake base to me, boss. Raheem.
Oh, yes, me. It's porridge with quite a high amount of brown sugar mixed in it.
Eric chips in like he always does. I think it...
Oh, God, Eric.
Might... be vomit.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Eric. Talking about vomit when we are about to eat, that is very upsetting and could very possibly taint the extent of our appetite. you really should consider other people before lobbing in an upset probe. So come on, Jordan, what is it?
Who's asking silly Dion? Chin waffle like, and then pardon my Greek. Whatever became of that lad anyway? Oh, so did I have to mains gas in this bungalow? I rest my case.
Oh, God. What is it, Jordan?
Yeah, sick. Oh, I was sick, you know. I saw a mouse having a piddle. Oh, it's that a duck, Todd. There, definitely a duck in my room.
Oh, that really takes the biscuit. I just told off Eric for talking about sick at the dinner table, and you bring Todd Talk into the equation. Where are your manners? Back home in a locked cupboard, Mark. Do not disturb if I'm not incorrect. Debbie, is you hurting, boss? Harry, yes, I is. I'm a right fluffery buffery, and the night is yet so young and full of possibles. Get the farmers over and see if they can help deal with this.
So Raheem asks Harry Maguire and Jordan Pickford to come over, you know, the two farmers.
Raheem, Jordan's has got sick on a possibly duck twaddle all over his jacket, and we thought you farmers might know what to do.
Maguire, oh, yeah, I love a bitter duck muck, I do. Perfect for your sugar beet crop, and sick is nature's way, you know, of getting poison out of your body. If one of my cows spews up, it's a sure sign they need the veterinary.
Can you not use that word, please?
What, veterinary?
No, spew. Oh, God, I've done it myself now. Honestly, I don't even hardly know where to put myself.
Pickford says, let me get a nose on it. Oh, that's the sweet, sweet aroma of duck nonsense. There's no mistake in that. Oh, I love the smell of quack muck, me. On the farm, we eat it straight from the mallard's passage. Goes lovely with a bite of turnip.
Should we ask for a cloth, says Raheem, or should we rip his jacket off and pummel at him like with a golf club or something?
Well, at this point, Jordan flicks like a bit of the muck handy, you know, like just has a flick of it, and it lands on Harry's chin.
Yeah. What if he does, Jordan? I've got quack dung on me magic chin. What if he draws out my power? We've got to qualify it tomorrow. Debbie, without the boss and his magic chin, how do you expect the Lions to win?
Raheem says,
I'm going to bed. This whole incident is making me queasy and out of sorts, and I think I could cry, honestly, I could.
Jordan starts crying. Eric starts crying.
God.
The farmers hug each other, yeah, as they start crying. Debbie starts crying as shoes, saw how the shoes come off. Harry accidentally licks and tastes the duck splatter on his chin.
God. Hold on. This isn't duck best. This is caramel and peanut butter ice cream. We've all been a bunch of Julie McFools.
Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, ice cream, right? That's what I'm a seed merchant, me, you know.
The boss's magic chain is safe, says Debbie. Everything is Doug and McDonald's in it. Harry, the problem is solved. We are the senior six. Your problems we will fix.
Jordan.
Oh, God, hell.
And that's the end of that incident, Andrew.
Sorry, I should have came in there in the senior six.
Yeah, but you didn't even bother.
I was just mesmerised by
it. Staring out the window.
I was mesmerised by the whole thing. It was... I'm done in. Bob, when you buy a National Lottery ticket, it helps raise funds for good causes.
I'm aware of that.
Good. Now, the People's Projects is a partnership between the National Lottery Community Fund, STV, ITV, and the National Lottery. One of those projects that's received funding is the Glasgow Gladiators.
Okay, what are they?
Now, the Glasgow Gladiators, they are a power chair football club.
Oh, it's football. I was thinking baseball or basketball.
Yeah.
But it's football.
It's football, but in power chairs.
I don't know what a power chair is.
It's a motorised wheelchair.
Alrighty-o.
So, and they've got a ball, and each of the power chairs have got like a grid thing across the front, like a bar.
Yeah.
So they can perambulate around the pitch and knock the ball around and all that kind of thing.
Is it a contact sport?
There's crashes.
Right.
Yeah. You can have a look on YouTube if you look up Glasgow Gladiators. And there's some of the footage of their matches on there. And they are currently in the Muscular Dystrophy UK Premier League. They're not doing so well. They've only won one of their eight fixtures this season.
Okay, well, but it happens, doesn't it?
It happens, but they're up there in the Premier League. They might avoid relegation, I don't know. You know, the whole thing is all possible thanks to the National Lottery funding and the People's Projects.
Yeah.
And if you don't know much about the People's Projects, it's a thing where you can go online and you can look for various projects that want to win funding, and you can vote for the one you think's got the best chance.
Rightio.
And you can vote for a local project, or you can cast your eye far and wide if you want to.
Want to look towards Ipswich.
You might do. I find myself doing that quite regularly.
Yeah, I'm drawn to that flattened area. I'm not really a YouTube person, so can I just ask, is it 5-a-side, 7-a-side, 11-a-side, and is it indoor 5-a-side pitch?
I found it hard to count because they were going
like the clappers. Yeah.
I think it's about 5-a-side, yeah. And it's indoor.
Rightio.
And it looks like a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
And they've also got a sidetrack thing, which they do, which is called Boccia. Have you heard of Boccia?
No.
It's like bowls developed for the Paralympics.
Right.
So the guys in the power chairs can play boccia,
yeah,
and throw the balls at the jack.
But using the chair as the force, as it were.
They just use their hands.
They use their hands, right.
Or if the guys don't have use of their hands, they can use a special ramp and propel the ball down the down the ramp.
Like
gotcha,
you,
boccia.
Like you still do at the bowling alley, Andrew.
Maybe I do.
With the
and I have the
lane
guard up as well. Because I want to win. With that National Lottery funding, which the Glasgow Gladiators have already won, they might not be possible to do their thing right now.
Well, there you are. That's
so it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
The circle completes itself.
Something like that. Voting available from 9 a.m. 1st of April to 15th of April midday. www.thepeoplesprojects.org.uk. Terms and conditions apply. Well, that's it for this episode then, Bob. That's all we've got time for.
We've learned quite a lot.
Because you've got other things to go and do, haven't you? You're a busy man in the media.
I've got to go and do an audio book.
Oh.
I'm like Stephen Fry these days.
Yes.
Mr. Poop went down to the grocery shop and ordered 5 of his favourite toffees.
It's about time you were deployed in that area, I think.
So, yeah, I'm doing an audio book of me fishing.
For the Daft Kids.
All profits to Daft Apeths.
And that.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.